Laker fans, congratulations. Championship number 17. LeBron James and Anthony Davis lead the Los Angeles Lakers to an incredibly crazy season. Of course, this is a special moment for the organization. It's a special moment for Laker fans right here in L.A., across the state, across the country, and all over the world. We know Laker fans representing everywhere. What a special moment. What an honor to be here to talk to Laker fans. And I'm going to throw out the phone number right now, and we got a packed, busy show. I don't even know when we're ending. We're going to go all night if we have to. 877-710-ESPN. Of course, we want to hear from Laker fans tonight. We want to let you guys react and tell us how you feel and what this championship means to you. George Sedano will come on at 8 o'clock. Mayor Eric Garcetti will come on at 8:30. Stu Lance at 9. Steve Mason in the 9 o'clock hour as well. So we got a packed show, and we want to, you know, obviously get into this, and we'll do it all again tomorrow as well. But I just want to start off by saying this. You know, when I say congratulations to Laker fans, I can't tell you how much I mean it. It's an incredible, incredible fan base, and there's nothing like it. And when you have a franchise like the Lakers that goes 10 years without winning a championship, which, trust me, there are many fan bases that would sign up for that all day long. For the Lakers, that's a long time. And we know what a tough year this has been in 2020 for the Los Angeles Lakers. And to finish it off this way, for the NBA to pull this off and have this Orlando bubble and try to structure the remainder of the season with 3 exhibition games, 8 regular season games, and then here you go, 7 game sets versus the Portland Trail Blazers, the Houston Rockets, the Denver Nuggets, and then to close it off against the Miami Heat. This is a special time, I think, right now for Laker fans. And I want to start off by talking about the Buss family and the organization. You know, Dr. Jerry Buss is the greatest owner in team sports in the history of team sports, winning 10 Los Angeles Lakers championships, 10 NBA championships, getting to the finals 15 times from 1979 when he bought the team until he passed away. And to see that legacy is continuing, and to listen to Jeannie Buss take the podium and to address, come on after Adam Silver and represent the Lakers organization, what a special moment for the Buss family. And it also gives you an incredible amount of confidence if you're the Los Angeles Lakers and if you're the fan base here to know that the Lakers, they're back and they're going to be fighting, and this is what this organization is all about. This is, you know, when you look at what Michael Thompson just a few minutes ago was talking about, how you look at this organization and it's in the Mount Rushmore of North American sports. Just look at any franchise in any sport. Of course, the Los Angeles Lakers are right there, and it's such a great accomplishment for Jeannie Buss and the Buss family. And then you just kind of keep trickling down. Let's go to Rob Pelinka, what Rob Pelinka was able to accomplish when, I think a year ago, a little bit over a year ago, everybody thought, well, where does this organization go from here? He pulls off the trade for Anthony Davis. Of course, we know when that happened. But then these small moves that he made, Dwight Howard added to the team. Markieff Morris, I thought, was a great addition at the buyout market. So it's all those little pieces. And to see Rob Pelinka, you know, now he's going to continue to get an extreme amount of credit. Lakers head coach Frank Vogel comes in, and a lot of question marks about coach. Is he the right fit? Is this going to work out for the Los Angeles Lakers with head coach Frank Vogel? And everybody delivered. And that's all you can ask for. I mean, for a fan base that is accustomed to this, all you're hoping for is you got a shot at the end of the day. And I know the expectations for Laker fans, it's not just getting here, but it's finding a way to win. And the Lakers did just that. They put themselves in a position this year, led by LeBron James, to win an NBA championship, and they got there. You know, one of the crazy things with LeBron, LeBron James came to the Los Angeles Lakers, and there was always question marks. Well, you know, if he's coming here in his 16th season, can he really compete for an NBA championship? Does he got anything left in the tank? Is he coming for the wrong reasons? Is he coming to play for the Los Angeles Lakers simply because the opportunities in LA, the Hollywood part of things? Was that the reason why he was coming here? And Michael and I talked a little bit about it. The man just delivers. He delivers wherever he goes. He delivers every single year. And one of the things I've talked about through this playoff run, there's been performances that he's had where I try to just remind Laker fans, just take a quick step back and just appreciate greatness, because he truly is one of the greatest to ever play in the game. And here he is now with an NBA championship rocking the purple and gold. That's special. I'm gonna keep going down the list here. I love that Anthony Davis gets his first championship with the Los Angeles Lakers, because you guys have heard me say this before. He's not just the present; he's the future of this organization. That's got to mean something to him to get this one off his back. All right, I got my first championship. Almost reminds me of when, you know, Shaq got his first championship with the Lakers, and it was just the beginning. When Kobe got his first one, it was just the beginning. I'm sure it was the same for Magic Johnson and Kareem when they got theirs. You know, of course, Kareem got his with the Bucks, but then got five more with the Lakers. Magic got his first in his rookie year. This is just the beginning for Anthony Davis. And yes, of course, there's a lot of work to do to kind of figure out what's going to happen next season. But man, is this team positioned well. And I don't think it's out of the ordinary at all to look at this Los Angeles Lakers organization and think that, man, it is very realistic to potentially go back-to-back for the Los Angeles Lakers, but we'll go one championship at a time. If you look up and down the box score for the Los Angeles Lakers, how about Rajon Rondo just this season in general? Rondo was one of those players that definitely got a lot of heat during the regular season. I thought there were a lot of Laker fans that, you know, were certainly not all that crazy about how Rajon Rondo played during the season, and everybody kept using this term, is playoff Rondo. Let playoff Rondo do what he does. But we haven't been in the playoffs with Rajon Rondo on this Lakers team. We certainly remember back in the days in those battles that the Boston Celtics had with the Lakers. And Rondo, since he came back, and he came back against game one against the Houston Rockets series, he was so key. Lakers were always looking for that third player. They were always looking for that extra piece. Can they find another piece on a consistent basis? And Rondo was always there for the Lakers. And I find it fitting that he goes 8 of 11 from the field, plays 30 minutes for the Lakers tonight, gets 19 points, 4 assists, and 4 rebounds. Just a beautiful thing to see a guy like Rajon Rondo. I mentioned Dwight Howard for a quick second. I want to go back to Dwight. I talked about how big it was for Pelinka to find Dwight Howard and kind of give him this opportunity with the Lakers and see if he would deliver. Any team could have signed Dwight Howard. But here's Dwight. You know, how many years in the NBA? Has not been back to the NBA Finals since 2009 when it was the Lakers and the Magic. And we know Kobe, that was his first championship without Shaquille O'Neal, and it was his fourth championship. He ends up winning 5. But Dwight Howard hasn't been back to the NBA Finals since then. I don't know how many different teams that Dwight Howard has played for since Orlando, but it's been a journey for him. And to have it kind of cap off in a Los Angeles Lakers jersey and winning an NBA championship, what a storybook ending for a guy like Dwight Howard. All right, I want to give a quick shout out to the Wallace Firm, official personal injury law firm of the Post Game Show, all season long on 710 ESPN. I have a personal relationship with Brad Wallace and the Wallace Firm. No one else I'd recommend. Let them help you get the W. No win, no fee. 844-844-WINS or visit wallacewins.com. Okay, let me squeeze in a couple quick calls here. And then George Sedano coming up at 8 o'clock. Brian in Nashville. Brian, appreciate you calling in. Congratulations, buddy.
Alan, we the champs, baby.
What's going on, man? How you feeling out there?
I've been waiting for this moment for 10 years, dude. Like, this is so amazing. You know, I called in, you know, and had to talk to you through all the ups and downs. So, sure. You know, I had to call in and celebrate with you too, my guy. So, you know, I just want to... You know, I'm just so grateful and so appreciative of the hard work that they put into this. You know, my favorite player of all time is Kobe Bryant, Allen. And, you know, so when you grow up a Kobe fan, you kind of resent LeBron a little bit, right? So I had mixed emotions when he came here. I guess I never took the time to really appreciate his greatness until he started wearing the purple and gold. And, man... When he came here, it's really hard to even describe how much he controls the game and literally, like, is just such a huge piece and, like, just more important than maybe any player I've ever seen to his team. Like, you take him off that team, you take him off the Lakers, and you could throw any other player. You can throw Kawhi on there, you can throw Jimmy Butler, I don't care, and I bet you were a 6 seed, 7 seed at the most. Like, he is so special, man, that just everything he does is just special. And we are so, fortunate to have a player like him and AD as well. And you know what keeps me excited? Like, I know we ain't even had time to enjoy this one yet, and I know I'm rambling and getting wordy, and I'm sorry, I'm going to get off here and let everybody else talk. But, man, it makes me happy to know that we might even be able to do this again next year, Alan, because if you look at our supporting cast, you know, it ain't like we had the greatest supporting cast in the NBA, man. There's a lot of areas can improve.
Brian, I'll jump in there, and I greatly appreciate you calling. And by the way, Laker fans,
buddy.
You got it, man. Laker fans, I want to hear from you all night tonight. So what this championship means to you, and just like Brian was going off there, all good. This is we're going to make sure we hear from Laker fans tonight. But one thing Brian said there, Lakers will be the favorites coming into next season. Of course they will. They got LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And, yes, there's going to be tweaks here and there, but I don't think it's out of the ordinary to already talk about next season. Okay, George Sedano, when we come back, we greatly appreciate everybody tuning in. Congratulations to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Championship number 17 accomplished. I'm Alan Sliwa. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. Lakers get championship number 17. What a crazy year here in 2020. 106-93. Lakers over the Miami Heat. They win the series 4-2. Before we go any further, you're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, home of your NBA world champions, the Los Angeles Lakers. How good does that sound? How good does that feel to say that? Also want to squeeze in here real quick. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint, locally owned, manufactured, and operated. And with over 1,300 Vista Paint colors, your perfect paint expression is at Vista Paint right now. And don't forget, visit VistaPaint.com for your discount color sampler. Lakers did dominate in the paint 52-44. It was actually much worse than that. I mean, Lakers were dominating for the most part against the Miami Heat. He did score 35 points in the fourth quarter, but it was irrelevant at that point. Want to welcome in George Sedano into the Lakers postgame show here. George, what's going on? How you feeling out there?
Sliwa, are you drinking Cincoro tequila yet
well.
Or what?
I
need
well
to know what's going on here.
I might as well just do it right now.
That would not be unprecedented. Keyshawn Johnson, myself, and LZ Granderson downed a whole bottle of tequila one morning on the morning show. So you should be allowed. I know the boss lady's there. She should just allow it right now.
Well, I'm on camera while we're doing this, so I would have to be much more sly. You know what I mean? It's not
in the breaks.
It's not just radio. That's right. You're a vet. You're a vet in the game.
Yeah.
Georgia, just your initial thoughts. I mean, here we are. You've been in Los Angeles for a while now. You've got a chance to hear from Laker fans over the years. What do you think this one means to the city of Los Angeles? Here we are sitting in 2020 and everything that's gone on.
Listen, man, first of all, I mean, let's take just the basketball part of this, right? It has been 10 years for this Los Angeles team to have a championship under their belt. That is an unbelievably long stretch for what I consider the crown jewel of the NBA, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention that those 10 years, look, you know, if they would have been 10 years where they would have been battling there and they were right there knocking at the door, they had the worst 6 or 7 year stretch in franchise history.
Mm-hmm.
So to get this back, to get this team back to the top, to the pinnacle of the sport, I think means so much more because Laker fans had to endure those lean years that you can now celebrate this in a way that maybe you didn't necessarily celebrate the other ones. You realize how difficult this stuff can now be, you know, because let's face it, the franchise has been so great, the ownership has been so great, the management has been so great, including the players and coaches have been so great over the decades, that you kind of lose sight of how hard this stuff can be. And then, of course, you factor in just the emotional toll of losing arguably the greatest player in franchise history in Kobe Bryant. That, yeah, I mean, this one means as much as probably any, really.
You can listen to George Sedano and LZ Granderson. They'll be on tomorrow, 4 p.m. George, I want to go off of this because I think you're the perfect person to ask. And I almost – You know, I was waiting for the Lakers to end up hopefully winning an NBA championship, and they did it. You got a chance to cover LeBron James when he was in Miami. Of course, you're covering the NBA for ESPN all the time, but here he is, 17th season, gets another championship. Everything that the way you just set it up, how bad the Lakers were leading up to this, then LeBron comes. Just give me your overall thoughts on LeBron James and accomplishing this again, getting finals MVP and proving, in my opinion, I don't think there's a question about it, still the best player in the world.
Alan, he is, I believe, the single most talented player to ever play this sport. He's built like Karl Malone. He plays like Magic Johnson, and he's got the athleticism and ferocity of Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, okay? If you were building a player, right, from scratch, you would build this guy. He is unbelievable when you watch him, and I really feel bad for him and Laker fans and what they had to endure last season, because it was not clearly the atypical LeBron James type of season. And I think now, this year, Laker fans really got to enjoy what it is and what it means to have LeBron James on their team. And look, it's not just what he does on the floor, Sliwa, which is clearly incredible, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's now got the most playoff games in NBA history. You know, he's appeared in 55 finals games. I mean, just insane. LeBron, I mean, he joins Michael Jordan as the only players with at least four finals MVP awards. And he's the first player to win the award with three different teams, okay? And get this, just to add to this, fourth player to win finals MVP at 35 or older, joining Kareem, Wilt, and Jordan. No matter how you slice it, he is on your Mount Rushmore of NBA players, okay? And I think that just putting into context what he means to the sport is unbelievably difficult simply because he's doing things that are unprecedented. That part about doing it with three different teams, it just goes to show you he is as valuable a player as we've ever had step on an NBA basketball floor.
George Sedano on the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. George, just I want to go one more with LeBron. You've seen him. You know, I guess you could say when this guy was still in high school, you couldn't have put a bar any higher of what the expectations were for LeBron. Has anybody who's had those type of expectations, has somebody come to mind right off the bat where you could say, it doesn't matter what the expectations were, he surpassed them? I mean, he's still going. I mean, we're going to talk, I'll ask you after this as well, about what do you think the Lakers' chances are of going back-to-back, but do you know of another athlete that has had this much hype? And in my opinion, I think he's, I don't know if crushed is the right word, but he's still passing everybody's expectations.
Yeah, listen, I think that there's a very short list of people in sports like that. Wayne Gretzky, right? He was a prodigy, right, in hockey. Venus and Serena Williams, Serena specifically was a prodigy and still going. Tiger Woods, look, I know that Tiger went through a lean 10 years, but he was able to win the Masters recently despite all the age going against him and injuries and all the stuff that he dealt with. But, you know, he's got 14 majors. There's only one guy ahead of him. You know what I'm saying? So it's a very small list of people who were considered the chosen ones, right? These child prodigies that all of a sudden lived up to the billing. Michael Phelps, right? I'm thinking of Olympians now. There's just not that many of them, and he's in that small class for sure.
Sedano, final one. I know this is way too early, but nobody knows or enjoys the NBA as much as you do. When you look at just the field, is it? It's not crazy to look at LeBron James and Anthony Davis potentially leading another. Lakers tied the Boston Celtics with 17. Do you think they're the favorites coming in here and even having a chance with LeBron James, with Anthony Davis, of potentially surpassing the Boston Celtics next season?
Alan, all I'll tell you is this. Back in September, over a year ago, we made picks on ESPN.com as to who was going to win the NBA championship. I was one of four people who picked them on our staff. Myself, Ramona Shelburne, Dave McMiniman, and Om Young Masuk, okay? I picked them because I said the day on the radio on this station, I said the day that Anthony Davis became a Laker, I said there's going to be a parade down Figueroa, okay? Like, that is exactly what's going to happen because you are pitting two top five players with each other as teammates. There is not another team in the NBA that has that luxury. And that was without them actually having played a basketball game yet. So what I will tell you is this. They are absolutely the favorite going into next season, and they should repeat as champions, barring something catastrophic happening, okay? They are. I think LeBron still can be the best player in the world next year, and I think Anthony Davis is certainly still on the trajectory to be a top five player for a number of years. So, yes, as long as the pieces around them are functional, they are the favorites to win beyond this season, absolutely.
George, thank you, brother.
You got it, brother. Anytime. Stay healthy, stay safe, and go get some tequila in the break.
All right, that's George Sedano right there. By the way, tomorrow you could hear George and LZ starting at 4 o'clock. Okay, let me do this. I want to squeeze in a couple quick calls before we go to break. 877-710-ESPN. Let's hear from a couple Laker fans here real quick. Michael in Orange County. Michael, appreciate you calling into the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hey, Alan, thanks for having me on.
You got it, Michael.
I appreciate you. It is it's a long time coming. This is amazing. I think 2020 has been a wild year, but it's been about resilience. It's been about getting through everything. And, you know, the Lakers have done it more than anyone. LeBron's done it more than anyone. You know, they made a point to, you know, say, hey, this was going to be for Kobe and for Gigi. And, you know, you had people hating on them the entire time. You know, we had great coaching. We had great playing. And everyone was going to doubt us throughout the whole time. But we were resilient. That's what champions do. And, you know, for someone that grew up a Laker fan, and then when LeBron came to the league, becoming a huge LeBron fan and coming full circle, I mean, that's just, ooh, that's a cherry on top right there. This is it's amazing, you know.
Well, Michael,
enjoy, and I think they're going to three-peat. Well, hey, I said it.
We got to get two first. We got to go for two. By the way, that is Laker fans. That's to a T. The moment you get the one, now you're already starting to think about next season. One thing Michael mentioned about Kobe, wanted to do this for Kobe and Gigi. Anthony Davis did say in his on the presser there, he talked about Kobe and he said we didn't let him down. All we wanted to do was do it for him. We didn't let him down. He was a big brother for all of us. We did this for him. Of course, look. Of course, I think all Laker fans, you know, certainly understand this. When we talk about what a difficult year this has been for the Los Angeles Lakers organization, the foundation of what we're referring to is the loss of the great, the legend, Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gigi and seven others that were in that helicopter tragedy. And I think there is, you know, even Game 5 when the Lakers were wearing those Mamba jerseys. Every game this season had a different meaning to it. You know, I know this at the end of the day is a game, but we worshipped the legend Kobe Bryant for 20 years, and that's how much we respected and appreciated what he's done for this franchise. And to have the Lakers just in a year that has been so many stories outside of the court, and to have players like LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and like I mentioned, the owner Jeannie Buss and the Buss family bring a championship back to the Lakers. You couldn't ask for anything more. Okay, 8:30. The mayor Eric Garcetti will join us. Stu Lance coming up at 9. More of your phone calls when we come back. 877-710-ESPN. If you want to be a part of the Lakers postgame show, thank you for tuning in. We will do this until 11 o'clock tonight. We'll come back in the morning and start again at 5 a.m. Certainly, we will spend as much time as possible for Laker fans to react on championship number 17. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Lakers get championship number 17. They tie the Boston Celtics. I got Laker fans already calling in, talking about, are we going back-to-back? That is definitely a Laker fan base perspective. Look, I want to do this, and we're going to get an opportunity to listen to, hear from a lot of the players, certainly LeBron and Anthony Davis. So as soon as we get that, we'll be able to play it. But there's a player that I thought all season was such an interesting has such an interesting narrative. And, of course, I'm referring to Dwight Howard and the fact that Dwight had a run with the Los Angeles Lakers. It was unsuccessful. And here he was, in my opinion, this was his last chance to prove that he could be a player that can still contribute, do whatever a team needs to win an NBA championship. And Dwight Howard certainly filled that mold for the Lakers this year. Let's take a listen to Dwight Howard. This is his postgame presser, and this is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show.
Dwight, thanks for joining us, sir. Congratulations. You ready to get started?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's get going with Claudia Gestro, please.
Dwight, congratulations. As you were holding that trophy, what went through your mind?
Oh, man, I was just like, man, this is the moment that, you know, I've been dreaming about every day. You know, since I came back to this team, holding up the trophy, it really still hasn't hit me yet. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, we won. So I'm just, right now, I'm just trying to enjoy this moment and very thankful and grateful just to have this opportunity. And this is a blessing from the Most High. So I am, oh man, I don't have a lot of words. I'm just very grateful.
Okay, Dennis Freeman.
Dwight, can you tell me how were you guys able to rebound from the game five loss and then be able to come out with the performance you had tonight?
Well, we're very upset about how we performed as a team. You know, our energy was very low. So tonight we wanted to come out and be aggressive from the start. and that's what we did, and that's what got us off to a really good start. And then we had a really good win. You know, I think Miami has been playing amazing basketball all year. They're one of the toughest opponents in the league. That's why they were in the finals. And we respect every single one of those players for the hard work and dedication that they have towards this sport to make it in the finals. You know, it's very tough. So very tough team, but we had to come back on a mission tonight. And I think we did that, and we got a good win.
Andres?
Thank you. Dwight, you said that this hasn't hit you yet. What's it going to look like tomorrow morning when you wake up an NBA champ after scoring a deep three-pointer in the clinching game of the NBA Finals? What's it going to be like tomorrow morning when you wake up an NBA champ?
Oh, man. I don't even think I'm asleep. But it's going to be amazing just to hear that word champion. You know, you feel it in your heart. You know, you say it to yourself, but to see it actually manifest, you know, and the physical is amazing, you know. So just to, you know, hear that word champion, it means a lot, you know. And it's not just about just having a trophy, but it's a mindset, you know. And I know a couple of years ago I said I'm a champion and people laughed. And, you know, it wasn't being a champion of a basketball game, but a champion in life. Knowing that, you know, there's many times that, you know, we all have failed and I failed, but instead of folding and laying down, you know, a champ gets back up. And I'm just happy to celebrate this moment with the Lakers and Laker Nation and, and my teammates. It's been an amazing journey for all of us.
Let's continue with Canty Neves.
Hey, Dwight, congratulations, man. If we go back 10 years ago, 2009, when you went to the finals against the Lakers and you guys lost the finals, can you share that moment and compare it to right now, this moment? How did that make you a better player?
We lost in the last moment. So that was that hurt pretty bad. You know, I remember that day like it was, you know, yesterday. Me and Jameer, we sat down and we watched the Lakers celebrate on our home court. And I told Jameer, I said, well, I don't ever want to have this feeling again. You know, let's work as hard as we can to try to get back. And, you know, the toughest thing to do in this league is to get, you know, to the finals and win a championship. And it's not easy. So for me, it's been a long time just having this opportunity. And I didn't take any moment for granted. You know, there were some games where, you know, I wanted to play and be in. but I trusted our system. I trusted the process. And, you know, I understand that, you know, it's about us. It's about all of us. And what we're trying to accomplish together is just a blessing to be standing here, you know, with the Lakers, the team that beat us when I was in Orlando for the championship. Now to be on the Lakers and to win one, it's just an amazing feeling.
You know?
Where's your clothes at?
You know I'm wearing. Never mind.
Malika?
Never mind.
Dwight, I'm hoping you can just contextualize what it means to, especially as the NFL is sort of struggling and going up and down, to have achieved being crowned a champion in a bubble in an experiment that many people weren't sure if it would work or not.
Oh, man, this was a very hard experience, I think, for all of us. You know, being here in the bubble, being away from our families for 4 months, I struggled even wanting to be here. Because of a lot of things that were happening at home. But, you know, my teammates were saying how glad they were, happy that I decided to come join the team. And, you know, one thing I didn't want to do was let my teammates down, because I made a commitment to my teammates and the organization, you know, at the beginning of the year, to be the best I can on the court, off the court, whatever it may be. And I didn't want to finish this season without that mission and that goal. And, it was very tough being here for all of us, you know, but I think we found strength in each other throughout this whole process. You know, we had days where none of us wanted to be here. But I think that being here really, you know, it kind of shaped, you know, a culture, you know, it kind of shaped a family between all of us. You know, we were seeing each other, you know, every day, night in and night out, practice, Three Bridges, the only restaurant in the bubble. Going there for breakfast, lunch, dinner, spending time with our families, you know, talking to, you know, our kids, seeing our coaches teach our kids how to play basketball. That was something that was amazing for all of us. And to win a championship with these guys is amazing.
All right, that's Dwight Howard right there. By the way, what a special moment for him. And I think we'll get more time to reflect on what this championship was and what the challenge was of being in Orlando. But certainly Dwight Howard, one of those that, man, he sacrificed all season for this franchise and for this team. And a player that will eventually go into the Hall of Fame. He took a role for the Lakers that he's not accustomed to. All right, so what do you want me to do? You want me to just block shots, grab rebounds, play some defense? And if I play 30 minutes or if I play 10 minutes, just sit here? And if that's what you need to help win an NBA championship, then I'm going to do it. And he did it, and I'm proud, you know what I mean? I think a lot of Laker fans love that, the fact that Dwight, this was his second stint with the organization, and the way he got to win an NBA championship this time around, I'm sure is so fulfilling to his career. Let me squeeze in a quick call here. Let's go with Ted in Fullerton. Ted, I appreciate you calling in. You're on the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, I'm shopping in the store right now. Whole Lakers, man. I've been waiting on hold. I just wanted to freaking shout out for the Lakers, shout out for Kobe, shout out for the buses. Dr. Bus picked the perfect person to take over the organization and everything. It's been awesome. Thanks, man.
Well, Ted, thank you for calling in. All right, let me do another quick one here. Dan in Santa Ana. Dan, go ahead, bud. You're on the postgame show.
All right, Alan. I just want to say, get yourself some King Taco. And the last time we won a championship was since Hector was a pup. So the door is closed, the lights are out, the eggs are cooling, the butter's getting hard, the jello is jiggling, and Kobe is smiling. Lakers 2020 champions, let's go!
Good work, Dan. Good work, Dan. Thank you for calling in. We'll continue to hear from Laker fans throughout the postgame show. By the way, Mayor Eric Garcetti coming up here right at 8:30. Stu Lance will be coming up at 9. Steve Mason will join us in the 9 o'clock hour as well. We'll continue to hear from all the players and get their reaction on an NBA championship, a championship that, you know, you can't ask for anything more. What a special moment for this organization. And I know I've already hit on this a couple different times about the Lakers in a fantastic position to compete for another championship next year. But what LeBron James was able to accomplish with this team in just his second year, and Anthony Davis, obviously his first full year here with the Los Angeles Lakers after a trade from the Pelicans, it is definitely a special, special moment. Mayor Eric Garcetti is coming up next. Stay right here. I'm Alan Sliwa. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. The Lakers are the champions to the 2020 season. They grabbed their 17th NBA championship in franchise history. They now tie the Boston Celtics for most championships in NBA history. I want to welcome in the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti. Mr. Garcetti, thank you very much for coming on here. And I want to start off with this. I want to start off with just asking from a health perspective and from a safety perspective, what's the message you want all Laker fans to hear?
Celebrate, be ecstatic, yell at the top of your lungs inside your house, maybe stepping right outside your door. But let's make sure that the celebration tonight, one night, doesn't set back weeks and months of progress. But I couldn't be happier for the city. I couldn't be happier for the team. And as a lifelong Lakers fan, we've been waiting a long, long time. So let's celebrate safely. Let's celebrate in a way that shows LA's best, as we've been showing this year, saving lives, saving livelihoods. And I promise we'll find a way with the team in coming days to mark this occasion.
I'll kind of continue off of this. It's been 10 years for the Los Angeles Lakers. You mentioned you've been a Laker fan yourself for years. What does this championship mean to you here in 2020?
It's Sweet 17, man. It's incredible. This year has been so tough on this city, this country, this world. It started out with Kobe, and, you know, 2020, it sent us into a tailspin, just that one thing. But I saw the heart of the city come together to support the Bryant family, to support the Lakers. I heard LeBron step forward as a leader, and all the past Lakers come out to commemorate him. And then, boom, when COVID-19 hit, it was that same spirit. You know, we had players who stepped forward and helped folks who were out of jobs and needed assistance. We saw a team that found the grit to continue and to keep in shape. And then to enter this bubble while we were all still with our families, it means everything. It's exactly the good news that we needed in such a tough year, and gives us hope about the better days that are ahead for all of us.
Mayor Eric Garcetti joining the Pizza Lakers postgame show here on 710 ESPN. You got a chance to not just watch the Los Angeles Lakers on the court, but off the court. What did it mean to you the way some of these players represented the city of Los Angeles, their fight for social justice, just from your perspective, for somebody that, you know, obviously always has in mind the city of L.A., what did it mean watching what these players, how they represented the city?
It's been incredible, whether it was LeBron, you know, sending a taco truck to firefighters this year when we were fighting, you know, forest fires or fires in the middle of the city, whether it was some of the individual players who are helping people vote and sign up for racial justice and to get involved. This is a year in which, you know, very much the Lakers were leaders, not just in terms of their talent on the court, but their character off the court. And to me, that's what defines L.A. We are the best sports town in the world, bar none, and certainly tonight, again, we're going to have the Olympics come here in 2028 for the third time. We've got Super Bowls coming. The Rams are winning. We've got, you know, the Dodgers on their way, hopefully this year, knock on wood, to go the distance. But all of those clubs and all those individuals, remember, are human beings who felt the pain of this year, who did something about it with their, you know, celebrity, which a lot of people just go behind closed doors. They were out in front speaking out. And this year, just like we won the championships, we got to make sure that we meet this year, that we save lives, we push racial justice, we all get out and vote, and that we get out of this pandemic together.
Mayor Eric Garcetti joining the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show here on 710 ESPN. Lakers win their 17th NBA championship. Doesn't it just feel right that the Lakers, we talk about it, Mr. Garcetti, about how it's been 10 years, but doesn't it just feel right when we could say the Lakers are champions again?
It feels so good. I was with my daughter and filmed a video with her with the TV on as they won so that she will always remember her first championship. I was there with my dad, who I remember as a little boy, the first championship with Magic and Kareem when I was with him. And so we had three generations, and that's what LA is about. It's about passing that love on to your family from generation to generation. It's how we reinvent ourselves and always attract the very best. You can't be the best if you haven't played in LA. And we saw that. LeBron came here, you know, Anthony Davis came here, but it was also those utility players. I mean, Rondo was just phenomenal to see Caruso step up and step forward. And Danny Green, who I know a lot of people were giving grief, you know, he stepped up and he has been such a solid defender. And the entire team really showed its heart. And Jeannie Buss, by the way, I thought that was a phenomenal speech she gave tonight. Not the typical kind of owner's speech, but something really from the heart. And I know what a feeling person she is. And so my love goes out to her and especially to the Bryant family tonight, who I know Kobe's looking down on us, celebrating with us in heaven.
Mr. Garcetti, I want to just go off what you just mentioned there about Jeannie Buss. You know, this organization and LA has been just privileged with Dr. Jerry Buss to bring 10 NBA championships. What do you think it means for Jeannie Buss to continue her father's tradition and, you know, certainly doing it in a way with two superstars, all the role players that you mentioned, but here are the Lakers doing it in 2020 and bringing another championship to Los Angeles?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, we had such an amazing owner in Dr. Buss, but it's not the fumes of the past that propel you. This is a moment when Jeannie Buss did her father proud, but also did all of us proud by who she was, who she stepped forward as in the most difficult of years, when a lot of people were second-guessing the Lakers in years past. She kept steady and grounded this team, grounded its morals, grounded its championship spirit. And she's just always one of these pillars in this city. And so my love goes out to her and the entire organization, to Coach, to Rob, to everybody who really did just a phenomenal job. And I know we've talked to them in recent days. The players are anxious to get home to their families. They've been in this bubble while we've been with our loved ones. Mm-hmm. So let's give them some time to do that. And then we'll find a safe way in a pandemic to commemorate what they have done. But tonight, City Hall is lit up in purple and gold. LAX is lit up. And I know this whole town is lit up, but stay safe, everybody out there.
Mayor Eric Garcetti joining the Pizza Lakers postgame show. Mayor, I just want to say thank you. We appreciate your thoughts. And certainly, I think Laker fans will look forward to when there is an announcement of how this celebration will happen at the right time and in a safe environment. So thank you for doing this.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alan. Really appreciate you.
All right. That's
we will forever, baby.
There you go. That's Mayor Eric Garcetti. Man, what a cool moment, especially you think about it. I think everybody feels the same way, and it's something that doesn't even have to be talked about. If you're a Laker fan out there, you just know, you just understand. And, you know, when he said special moment for the Bryant family, and you hear Anthony Davis, you know, certainly joining in and saying that we want to do this for him. And, you know, I'm looking at the TV right now, and in the background, you see that entire team together. It's special. It's special what the Lakers accomplished this year, and that is the definition of a team. It's if you're going to win an NBA championship, you got to have everybody pulling that rope in the same direction, whether it was guys on the bench like Jared Dudley or Quinn Cook or your superstars like LeBron James and Anthony Davis, from top down, not just the roster, but also the organization. And there's championship number 17. LeBron James, when we come back, we'll get a chance to hear from him. Stu Lance coming up at 9. Pizza at Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lakers are the 2020 NBA champions, 17 now for the franchise. By the way, just a quick heads up, tomorrow morning starting at 5 a.m., we'll go tomorrow. Listen, I know everybody wants Lakers coverage, Rams coverage, of course, Los Angeles Dodgers. Start tuning in tomorrow at 5 a.m. We'll make sure that we got you guys covered. Let's hear from a couple Laker fans. Let's go back to the calls. 877-710-ESPN. Let's go to Walter and Bell. Walter, appreciate you calling in, bud. You're on the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show.
Hey, Sleewell, let me start off by telling you that you do a banger job every postgame, man.
Appreciate you calling in. All right, let's keep going here. Let's keep going here. Chad in New York. Chad, you're on the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Chad.
Hey, what's going on, man? Big fan.
Thank you for calling in, bud. How you feeling? Tell me how you're feeling right now as a Laker fan.
Oh, man, I feel great, man. I've been a fan since I was 6 years old, man. Just proud to see another one come back home to L.A., well, even though I'm from New York, but just go back there to L.A. You know, this one is for Kobe Bryant, for his daughter, and definitely we want to bring home next year.
All right, man, thank you for calling in. Let's go to Levi in Wisconsin. Levi, I appreciate you calling in. Laker fans are everywhere. They're everywhere. What's going on, Levi?
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that, my friend. Oh, man, that was awesome. Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on, buddy. Go ahead. How you feeling?
I'm doing fantastic. What do you know? So, man, that was awesome. First time in 10 years the Lakers won. Man.
Levi, appreciate you calling in. All right, just do me a favor, Laker fans. When we call in, just go right away. What I want you guys to do too is just tell me what championship number 17 means to you. Tell me what championship number 2020 in 2020 means to you. And you know, you could feel free. LeBron James, what an unbelievable season. Anthony Davis, the certainly the present and also the future of this Lakers organization. So feel free to obviously hit on all that. I do want to go to LeBron James. We do have LBJ that just finished his postgame presser. We'll get a chance to hear what LeBron James thinks on his fourth NBA championship, his fourth finals MVP, his third finals MVP with three different teams. He's the first player to ever do that. Here's still the best player in the world, LBJ.
LeBron, three seasons ago, after you beat Toronto, you told Cleveland.com that you didn't have anything left to prove, or you asked what you have left to prove. And I wanted to know if that's changed over the past 3 years. Did you feel you had something to prove, and why is this one so important for you?
I think, personally, thinking I had something to prove fuels me, and it fueled me over these last year and a half since my injury. It fueled me because no matter what I've done in my career up to this point, there's still a little rumblings of doubt, or, you know, comparing me to, you know, the history of the game, and has he done this, has he done that, you know. So having that in my head, having that in my mind, saying to myself, why not still have something to prove? I think it fuels me.
David Benjamin.
LeBron, all the circumstances surrounding this one, being in Orlando, having 4.5 month hiatus, away from family, everything going on in the country, how does that add context to this fourth ring versus the other three?
I think they're all special in their own right. They all have their obstacles, things that went on throughout the course of the year, both on and off the floor. But one is not less than the other. Because when you're able to put yourself in this position to be able to win a championship, the first thing you start to think about is how much work you've put in over the course of the year. How much you've sacrificed, how much you've dedicated to the game and to your craft. That's always been the most fulfilling thing for me, besides seeing my teammates as happy as they are, is being able to know that you can put the work in, literally trust the process, live about the process, and then see the results. And I think not only from a basketball player, but from everybody, whatever craft, whatever workspace you're in, to be able to put the work in and live along the process and build along the process and then be able to see results, I think we all live for that moment.
Okay, we're going to go Michael.
Okay. You're going to be everybody tonight.
LeBron, could you sense that with the mental wear of the bubble that it was getting to other teams? And in the last few days, was there kind of a weird feeling of we're reaching, not just possibly winning a championship, but reaching the end of this journey? Like, did that feel different even than the other title runs?
To answer your first question, with so much going on inside the bubble and everything and us, you know, going into the unknown, it's kind of hard for me personally. Once I got inside here, saying, okay, this is my mission. I want to win a championship since I'm here. It was hard for me to kind of focus on other teams and what other players were feeling. I didn't engage in that. I didn't look for it. I wanted to keep my energy in the right space. And over the last couple of days, you definitely thought about it. You thought about just being here, how successful it is. And I commend Adam Silver in the NBA, Michelle Roberts, Chris Paul over at the NBPA, and so many people that had it to make this happen, to make this work. And I think we all can say, from the social injustice conversations, the voter suppression, you know, police brutality, to have this platform and have our players be able to unite like that, is something that you will miss. You will think back on it. And I think one of the biggest things, not only besides the social injustice and all the things I mentioned, we had zero positive tests. We had zero positive tests for as long as we were here. 90-some days, 95 days maybe for myself. I had a little calendar. I was checking it off. Like, no, but on a serious note, no positive tests. That's a success for everybody that was involved.
LeBron, what about this partnership that you have with Anthony makes it particularly special to you?
I can't really explain it. There's just certain things you just know. In any type of relationship, you kind of just feel, you just know that vibe. You have that respect. You have that drive, and sometimes you can't explain what links you with somebody, and then it's that organic. And sometimes you don't even try to explain it. Sometimes you guys ask me about my relationship with AD. The first thing I think about is the respect, the no ego, the challenging each other. And we want each other to be better than actually ourselves. Like, I want AD to be better than me. AD want me to be better than him every single night, every single day. And we challenge ourselves. And I think that's, I mean, a part of it.
Hey, LeBron.
Don't make me laugh. You finally got one, huh?
I got one. With about 3 minutes left, you looked over and you saw Anthony sitting there, probably the realization of what you guys accomplished hitting him for the first time. I'm wondering, how much of that reminded you of 2012 for you? And what did that first title do for your career? And what can this do for AD moving forwards?
Yeah, it definitely reminded me of it. Just the excitement. I can't believe this. I definitely saw myself 27 LeBron, 27 Anthony, 27 AD. I definitely saw myself in that. And what it did for me in my career, it basically let me know that the work that I put in on my craft, and the way I play the game, how I was taught to play the game when I first picked up a basketball at 8 years old, it's okay to play that way and be able to win. No matter how many people tell you, okay, you should maybe shoot more, you should maybe do this more, you know, you should maybe be like him more. It let me know that the way I play basketball and the way I was taught basketball is the right way to play it, because you do see results. And then it just continued to boost your confidence. Not saying that Anthony, AD, doesn't already have confidence, but it takes it to another level.
Brian, you talk about how you can't focus on other teams and their bubble experience, but for you, outside looking in, it seemed like you were locked in from the beginning of the entire journey to now. But, I mean, I got to imagine you had your days off the court when it comes to the personal sacrifice, when it comes to keeping this group together. Is that the case where there are ups and downs? And as far as this celebration, I know it's different, but y'all are having fun. How different is just the championship feeling?
To answer your first question, absolutely. I think you wouldn't be human if you didn't have ups and downs in the bubble. Times I was questioning myself, should I be here? Is this worth sacrificing my family? so many things. I've never been without my family this long. And missing the days of my daughter being in kindergarten, even though it's through Zoom. It's her first year of kindergarten. Missing my son's 16th birthday, which we all know is a big birthday if you have kids. You know, and seeing my middle child continue to grow and be who he is. And first of all, big time shout out to the late, great Steve Jobs. Because without him, throughout this journey, and without his vision, those FaceTime calls wouldn't be possible. So absolutely, I've had ups and downs throughout this whole journey. But for some odd reason, I was able to keep the main thing. And all the stuff that I talked about that I missed, they understood that too. So it made it a lot easier for me. To answer your second question, it don't matter where it is. If you win a championship, a bubble, Miami, you know, Golden State, it doesn't matter. when you get to this point, it's one of the greatest feelings in the world for a basketball player to be able to win at the highest level.
LeBron, three, you had three like difficult championships to come, you know, to get. Cleveland, historic, 3-1 deficit, historic, and now this situation right here. When you look at all three, those three in particular, is there, what are some similarities with just how difficult it was, or does anyone, or particularly this one, does it stand out for any of those two?
Well, I mean, I can't sit here and say that one is more challenging than the other, or one is more difficult than another. I could just say that I've never won with this atmosphere, with this, none of us, we've never been a part of this. And if you've been here throughout the start, I mean, we got here July 9th. Our ball club got here July 9th. And it's October, October 11th now. So this was very challenging and difficult. And it played with your mind, it played with your body. You're away from some of the things that you're so accustomed to make you be the professional that you are. So this is right up there. And I heard some rumblings from people that's not in the bubble. Oh, this, you don't have to travel. There's, you know, whatever, to keep people just doubting what goes on in here. This is right up there with one of the greatest accomplishments I have.
Okay, we'll take the last couple on your end.
All right, thank you. Tanya, go ahead. Tanya?
She fell asleep. She's in law school now, so she probably fell asleep.
We're going to hold on, Tanya, and see Bill Orme, please.
Hey, LeBron. You know, when you signed with the Lakers, it was a really young team. As a franchise, probably felt a long ways away from this moment. Over the course of that first year, kind of Magic stepping down and everything that went into kind of your start here, was there ever a moment where your mind wandered or you started to feel like maybe the hill would be too high or hard to climb to get back to this point? In LA, or if not, how did you know, or what gave you faith that you guys would get here?
What gave me faith is that Rob Pelinka told me that he'd do whatever it takes to make sure we become a winning franchise once again. Obviously, championships are not promised, and I don't expect that. But he said he'd do whatever it takes to make this franchise, whatever personnel makes he needs to make, whatever changes we need to make, anything a part of the organization, he would do it because he wanted to win just as much, just as bad. And for me, being able to get Genie back to this point is something that fueled me as well. This is a historic franchise, and to be a part of this is something that I'll be able to talk about in my grandkids and kids will be able to talk about that their pawpaw or their dad played for the Los Angeles Lakers. It's like playing for the Yankees and winning. It's like playing, you know, for the Cowboys and winning a Super Bowl or the Patriots. It's like, you know, playing for the Red Sox. You know, so to be able to win with a historical franchise is something that you can never, no matter if your mind wavers away, you can always remember what you're doing it for.
All right, we're going to try to talk.
All right, that's LeBron James right there. And given his perspective on championship number four and championship number one in the purple and gold for the Los Angeles Lakers for LBJ, you know, there's a lot of conversation about LeBron James when he was coming to the Los Angeles Lakers, and you want to talk about somebody that came here and absolutely delivered. And the crazy part is they'll be the favorites to win another championship next season. They will be. You'll have teams like the Clippers and the Milwaukee Bucks and the Miami Heat. You have a Golden State Warriors will be better, but Lakers certainly in a position to potentially go back-to-back with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. The great Stu Lance is coming up next. Thank you, everybody that's tuning in. We'll get more to your phone calls as well. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.